After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Well, everyone, I'm back, and it is time for After Dark. We're going to talk about things that you should not take for granted this evening. Stick around. Get in your love requests, love dedications to 6163. We'll kick it off with music from Prince. It's When Doves Cry right here on Cairo's number one.
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Thank you.
The Bee Gees, More Than a Woman, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. Thank you for tuning into the show. It's 10 after 10. It's good to be back. Last night there was no After Dark, Marwa.
No, there was. You weren't there, but there was the music. And I didn't know where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach, you know, started announcing, like, it's Aaron's birthday. And I know that. I know, but why isn't she at work?
Because last night was Ali versus Zamalek at Cairo Stadium.
You went to the stadium?
Sure did.
That a girl.
That was my birthday present. So okay. I went. I wasn't going to pass that up. You know how much of a sports fan I am, so. Yeah. Actually, someone just said, hopefully your dentist appointment went all right. Yes, it did, and I left my phone there, and this is... All right, I
thought you were angry at me.
No, why would I be angry
at you?
I
don't know. I call her to say happy birthday, she doesn't answer, and then I call again, she doesn't answer, and then I send a text message, and then there's nothing. Said, okay, get the presents and just go.
No, you didn't even have to get me a present, but that was really sweet. Thank you.
Aww.
No, I had ended up leaving my cell phone at the dentist's office on Saturday, and I got all the way home and realized I had forgot it. So I call Stickfish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't find my phone. You know, I called him from the house phone or whatever. He's like, you know what? It's probably at the dentist. So he went all the way to the dentist's office and called my phone and could hear it ringing inside the dentist's office, but no one was there. So I ended up not getting my phone back until about 1 o'clock last night because I had to have Marcus go get it.
Wow.
It was just a big mess. And then I was all upset because I had all these text messages from my friends and missed calls. And I was like, I didn't even get to talk to anyone. But no, so it was. I had a good birthday, though. It's good to be back. I missed the show last night. But I love football as well.
I'm sure that everybody missed you. So you got a lot of birthday wishes on the groups on Facebook?
Yeah, it was really nice of everyone, and that's my status on there. It just says, you know, I want to thank everyone for their birthday wishes, and by the way, the new Facebook stinks. That's what
please,
it says.
Please, don't remind me. I'm suffering. I can't find my stuff. And
neither can I.
And people are saying, you know what, Marwa, you're supposed to be like pro-change, and then this is not the kind of change that I like.
No.
I don't know where my stuff is.
Put the old interface back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, these are things that we take for granted, which ties right into our topic tonight, things that we take for granted.
Yeah.
That was a good tie-in, good segue.
Good job.
I know.
It's my time to talk.
Yes.
They're looking at me like a dog.
I'm just looking at you.
Okay. So, there's that friend of mine, and he was telling me that he had this revelation, this moment of epiphany, as he called it. And he said that he realized that he is addicted to the falling in love phase. But then after that phase is gone, he doesn't know what to do. He likes the excitement, the warmth, the high of getting to know and explore a new partner. But he just doesn't want to go to the next phase. He wants to be in love all the time, on this high all the time.
Right.
And that's why when this high starts like cooling down, he starts feeling bored in the relationship. He doesn't leave. He doesn't walk away. He's just bored. And he feels like he's trapped. So I'm going to share with you points from my November article for Identity.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like 60 things that couples should not take for granted.
Well, it sounds like fun. And around the corner, we'll start digging into this list. How does that sound?
Very nice. Okay, throw a question.
What's the question tonight?
Okay, guys, when you're listening, tell me what do you think? The things that you shouldn't take for granted about your partner. Things in your relationship that you should not take for granted.
All right, ladies and gents, get in touch. 616-338-555-055. That's the phone number. Things you feel you should not take for granted when you're in a relationship. On the way, music from Uncle Cracker. Had a request for Alicia Keys and new music from Feist that I want to introduce to you. Right now, it's Mazzy Star with Fade Into You on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. I look to you, but I see nothing.
Hit music plays next. Nile FM. حصريا مع فودافون. خليك أول حد يدعي مع سامي يوسف في رمضان. اتصل بأربع خمسات وخلي آخر دعاء لسامي يوسف الكول تون اللي تسمعه لكل حبايبك طول شهر رمضان. فودافون. عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
Wow, is that a Beyonce track playing through your mobile?
Yeah, I got it from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line?
Yes, the Superstar line from Telemedia. If you call 09000120 from any landline, you can download Beyonce ringtones and actual tracks.
That is really cool. I love Beyonce. How do I get her ringtones and tracks again?
You just call 09000120. It's the Superstar line.
09000120?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it and you can have Beyonce ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
وحشاني قوي يا منى.
وانت كمان. اخبارك ايه؟
الحمد لله كله تمام. وربنا مسهلها قوي.
ما تنساش تجيب مية زمزم.
طبعا منسيتش. دمت معايا في كل لحظة.
قوليله ان هو وحشني قوي. لكل عملاء فودافون طوال شهر رمضان وانت في العمرة، اطمن على كل حبيبك ب 25% كلام زيادة ببلاش لإرسال واستقبال المكالمات ورسائل قصيرة، وكمان هتوصلك 3 رسائل يومية بأهم أخبار مصر لمدة 10 أيام. فرصة كل حبيبك يبقوا معاك. لمزيد من المعلومات اتصل ب 50 55. فودافون، عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
رمضان كريم from 104.2 Nile FM.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Follow me right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You tune in After Dark. Hey, Marwa.
Hey, you.
Uncle Cracker, another artist from my hometown of Detroit, Michigan.
Must be a great man.
No, just good music.
You know me in music, Harry.
I know that. You know what's funny about him? I got to tell this story real quick. He worked at the gas station by my house since we were about 13 or 14. He worked at that gas station till he was about 19 years old, I swear.
You know him?
Yeah, I know him.
You know him in person?
Yes, he went to my high school.
No.
Yes, he worked at the gas station around the corner from my high school. And he used to have a really cool lowrider truck that I envied him because he had this lowrider truck. But he worked at a gas station. They used to do car repairs there. So, of course, he's going to have a nice truck because he can work on his truck there.
So how did fame change him?
He's still the same person.
Really? That's good.
Yeah, it didn't change him at all.
That's good. So he still says hi when you go back?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Right.
I have not seen him in a very long time.
Okay.
But it's just weird because of all the artists that come out of Detroit. And we were Zach and I were actually talking about this last week sometime, all the artists that came out of there, you know, and he's another one.
You should have been one. You sing. You have a good voice.
Yeah, just not in the right place at the right time, Marwa. That's all it is. It's 10:27 across Cairo. You are tuned into After Dark. We're talking about things that you take for granted in a relationship. Also, that song from Uncle Cracker, Follow Me, was from Dory out to Double T. If you have a request or love dedication, get it into 6163 on the SMS, and I'll do my best to play it this evening.
All right, so starting the first thing is love itself. That's the first thing that you take for granted. Some people say that the chase is better than the catch. And that is so false. That is so sad. That is so not true. And the truth is, do not take love for granted. Now, I listed like five little points to just clarify how you should not take love for granted. So like the first thing, saying I love you is not enough. You need to express it non-verbally as well, because your partner will never, ever, ever, ever get tired of hearing it. So tell your partner that you love him. If you have a wife or a husband or some special someone, you just need to tell them that you love them over and over and over. And then the second thing, love tokens. A lot of people, I don't know why they think those are silly.
I think they're cute.
Give me an example. Let's inspire people.
Inspire them?
Yeah.
I think the love tokens or like the love gift certificates are adorable. Like if you make one up on the computer mm-hmm. in color ink that says like you are entitled to one hug anytime you're feeling blue. Redeem this coupon. You know what I mean?
Like that is so cute.
Or like you are entitled to one breakfast in bed. Or you are entitled to one, you know, like back rub if you have a back issue. You know, yeah. Like little certificates that you can give, you know, your husband or wife.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah. CDs are nice.
CDs are great.
Yeah.
Especially if it's filled with songs that you both are attached to.
Yeah.
That have some significance.
And when I was watching, what's it called? The movie. Oh, God. The movie. The Mandy Moore movie.
Walk to Remember.
Yeah. That's the one. Okay. So when I was watching that, and you know, like when he got the star and he named it on her name and mm-hmm. then he gave her the certificate, I found that very nice and very cute.
Except when you name stars nowadays, you cannot name a star. I'm sorry. Like,
why
legitimately.
Not?
Because whoever discovers them in the sky, the star belongs to them and they get to name it. So really, you're wasting your money. Because you can't buy a name to a star. It's like a scam to take your money.
Aaron, you just reminded me of my mom when she said Santa does not exist.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying it's not possible.
Why do that? Why do that to
because
me?
Because I don't want people to go, wow, that's a great idea to name a star after someone, and then they waste £500 on naming a star, and they just lost all their money because it's a big scam. You're better off making up a name for a star, finding out the latitude and longitude in the sky, and just writing it down and giving it to that person and telling them that you named it after
okay,
them.
Okay, here goes the romance. Okay, Dusky, if you're listening, get creative.
Just saying.
Yeah, okay. And then smiling. I know it sounds silly and I know it sounds stupid, but whenever you see your partner smile, there's nothing better than this wide, huge smile that lights up your face when you see this person. And then eye contact. Somebody once told me that the eyes are the windows to the soul.
They are.
And let this person see from your eyes into your soul. You don't have to speak. You don't have to say anything. Just let them see through you. And holding hands.
That's
holding
nice.
Holding hands. All right. Now, this is very emotional. And it has this connection. It helps people connect. It helps people tell one another, I'm with you, I belong to you, I enjoy being with you, and lots of undecodable messages, and it's just a nice thing. And love is born very strong, but it needs a lot of maintenance, and if you take that for granted, it will just begin fading away bit by bit, and if you neglect it, you're just going to end up alone.
We're asking you ways not to take your partner or your husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend for granted. Nice guy says, I think nothing should be taken for granted in relationship, not even trust.
Yeah.
Let's see, what's another one that we got on here?
Nice guy sent a message, I need to read that.
Oh, by the way, Xtina, Ronan Keating's on the way. Love is changing, also our partners do, however we should love them the way they are. That's from Romez.
That's very true. That is very true.
It is true. Well, people do change after time. That's what life is about, change. Yeah. Your life's always going to be constantly changing. Yeah. You just have to either accept the changes or, well, I don't want to be depressing.
Yeah, but you know, all those points that we're discussing and all the things that you're sending, it cannot be done single-handed. It has to be the two of them working on it together.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll read this message from a listener who has a situation. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. Ways not to take your partner for granted. We'll continue with this list. Did have a request for Paramore. It's called We Are Broken right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Eve presents Khemet Rizd in Mojito Nile Hilton.
In Mojito Nile Hilton.
Khemet Rizd is sponsored by Fairuz, Mazika, Piraeus Bank, Coldwell Banker, Lipton, Blue Mina Immigration, Molto, Bakerose, and Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. For reservations, please call 010-266-460. That's 010-266-460.
لو بتدور على iMac, MacBook, iPod, Apple TV أو iPod accessories and speakers
هتلاقيها في أحدث فروع تريد لاين أبل بي آر ستور في سيتي ستارز فيس 2 جراوند فلور. هنستناك. تريد لاين أبل بي آر ستور in partnership with Vodafone.
Hey, it's Ian from Nile on Demand, brewed by Beano's Cafe. You know, everybody's doing little skits or singing songs for these Ramadan greetings, so I thought I would do some magic and cut my assistant in half. What do you mean, no? You said you'd do it. Like 3 days ago, that's when. Oh, whatever. Ramadan Kareem from everybody at Nile FM to you and your family.
Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. Say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you
Keening, when you say nothing at all, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron. Now, someone requested that song. I need to find out who it was. Where is it? Where is it? I hate when I play a song and then I can't remember who requested it. Oh, that's for X-Tina. Thank you so much for the request. If there's a love song or a love dedication you may have this evening, make sure you send it in to 6163. We're talking about never taking your relationship for granted. And the question that Marwa and I have proposed to you tonight is, what are some ways not to take things for granted in a relationship, or things that you've noticed about being taken for granted?
Yep. All right. Starwalker is saying, hi, if you're married, Marwa, you're like balm for your family. Okay, Starwalker, Aaron, hold on to your chair.
Okay.
All right. I'm not married, but I have this great man in my life. And it is working because he's making it work. I have done my very best to sabotage that relationship. I mean, like, beyond sabotage the relationship. And I think it's working because he understands where it's coming from. So, Starwalker, I think he would disagree. It's not balm. It's more like, I don't know, any burning chemicals coming to your mind?
Burning chemicals. I'm like petroleum.
Yeah. All right. So we have a heartbreaking message here. It is from Mystery SMSer that ends in 1339. And he's saying that he's a soldier who's living alone in the desert. And he only has a bottle of water with him and his radio on the mobile phone. And what really hurts him is that he feels that nobody misses him. And he's saying that in a relationship, you should let people know how much you miss them.
Well, we're thinking about you most definitely.
We are thinking about you, and we're telling everybody to, like, I don't know, hope they just respond to your message, because it's a very sad feeling to feel that you're so abandoned and that you're so lonely. Reef. Here we go. All right, Reef is telling my friend, the one that had the moment of epiphany and felt that he's addicted to falling in love and he doesn't want to proceed to the next level.
Reef writes poetry, by the way, for those of you who just tuned in to After Dark for the first time. Every week, we get a great poem from Reef.
Yep, and Reef called me on my way today, mm-hmm. and I told him, you have to create a blog, mm-hmm. and we're going to help you promote it, because he does brilliant, brilliant work.
Oh, most definitely.
Very nice. And I told him, you know what? I'm going to dedicate my Facebook to you.
Okay.
All right. So Reef is saying, tell your friend, it's a natural thing to like to begin. It's a natural thing to get bored. That's how the rules of pleasure work. It's the next challenge, the next phase. If you keep starting all over, then you'll stay at the same place. Accept changes. And I'm sorry to repeat myself, but you get a change to change anything else. Mm. Reef, that is so wise. Now, the next point about taking things for granted that I have on my list is space. And speaking of space, we have a message from Nice Guy who's saying that he feels trapped in his relationship because she's too romantic for him and he's not even half her romance. And he says, I love her so much, but I can't be romantic all the time. Besides, she's not giving me a break or a space to breathe or to do anything other than being with her. This is not me, and I cannot... I cannot be me all the time, or cannot not be me all the time. So, with the issue of space in a relationship, a lot of people, when you tell them, I need my space, they interpret it as, I do not need to be with you, or I do not need you, or I do not want you. And that is so false. And the golden rule here, do not suffocate the love or the partner, or both. Just don't suffocate them. When a person in a relationship begins wondering, who am I, or where am I, or what do I want, or where would I rather be, or where are my friends, that means that this person no longer recognizes themselves. Erin, what are you doing?
I have to take a picture of you right now, and because if people saw what you look like right now.
All right, I'm freezing cold.